Welcome back, everybody. This is the Life Enthusiast Co-op podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
It's a great day, Scott. Thanks for asking.
Good. You know, I've had a bit of a cold lately, and a few of my friends have had the flu, and it's just seems to be that season.
You know, Scott, you exactly put your hand on it. It's the season. And it actually starts with a Thanksgiving, and it goes downhill towards Christmas, and then it really hits the skids about there.
Yeah,
and people are bombarded by the commercial messages that tell them, oh, start stocking up on Neocitrin, you're going to get sick. True enough, they do get sick. But most of us don't understand the actual cause behind it. And the cause isn't the virus, although that is what triggers it. The cause actually is the weakness in the immune system.
Oh, I see. Okay, so it's not we can't fight off. It's not that the virus is so strong and we get the virus, it goes into the body and we're helpless.
Well, I'm saying. You know, the virus is there all the time, year round. It's not that this week the virus was stronger than last week. What happens is that you're weaker this week than you were last week, and that's where you finally fall for it.
Oh,
the infection happens all the time. But when your immune system is in good shape, it resists. When it hits the threshold, you know, when you're weaker than what the virus is loading on you, you fall ill.
Okay, so how can we improve our
immune
system?
Can I do about it, right? How can we get rid of it? I want to actually draw attention to the cause. And the cause actually is the pH balance of the lymphatic system. As soon as the lymphatic system becomes more acidic, immune system weakens. And the acidity is caused, I mean, we have a whole list of causes on the website. If you go into the health education and look at pH balance, you will see pages and pages explaining it in great detail. But the simple truth of it is that when you eat cooked proteins, they are probably the most acidic or most acid-forming foods that you can ingest, together with sugar, together with coffee, together with less exercise and less sleep. Does that sound like celebration time for you?
It does. Because I have a lot of sweets. I don't particularly drink coffee, but I'll take hot chocolate instead.
Sure.
I'm sure just the same. Don't get enough sleep and certainly not enough rest.
And next thing you know, you're sniffling.
Yeah. So, got that little tickle in the throat, and I know it's coming.
Yeah. There we go. So this is the sign that your body is no longer able to resist the invaders from the outside. So if you really want to stay ahead of it, of course, you would eat healthy year round, which, well, maybe. That's a nice aim for us, isn't it?
Well, and I think, too, a lot of people think they do eat healthy when they don't really.
Oh, true enough. True enough. It's the cooked protein, you know, it's the cooked meats that put the biggest load on the eliminative system. And if you overwhelm the eliminative system instead of getting it out through the natural openings that your body has, it gets stored. It gets stuck in your lymphatic system waiting for the next opportunity to get rid of it.
So what you're telling me is if after Christmas dinner I barely make it to the couch, flop down on the couch, turn the TV on and go, oh, I'm so stuffed. probably am not doing my body any favors.
Well, apparently not. It was a binge of oral pleasures, and that's wonderful because it's soothing your emotional needs. But physically, it's not doing wonderful things for you at all. So anyway, so here we are. So we need to figure out some way to detox as quickly as possible, in order to at least get rid of the cold or forestall it.
Well, and Martin, when I hear the word detox, I think of very, very unpleasant experiences.
Well, yes. At Life Enthusiast Co-op, we have tried to come up with ways to make it easy for people. And, you know,
and
one of the more pleasant ways to alkalize your lymphatic system is actually, well, it's a misnomer. It's de-acidify, you know, taking the acids out of the system, would be just as effective as causing it to alkalize.
And you mentioned the lymphatic system a few times, and for those of us like myself who don't know really what that is, could you just give us an idea what the system is and what it does?
Yeah, sure. The lymph, let me start further back. Your body is about 70% of water and 30% of solid material. So we're actually water-based life forms. And there is about 4 or 5 liters or quarts of blood. And then there's the intracellular fluid. You know, your cells are wet on the inside. And then there's the extracellular fluid, and that's the lymphatic fluid. It's all the wet stuff that's sloshing around in your body outside of the circulatory system. In fact, you know, your blood can only get as far as the capillaries. The red blood cells push through the capillaries one at a time. That's how tiny those blood vessels are.
Wow.
But after that, there comes the interface to the lymphatic system. And that's where it's sort of like the sewage system of your body. Everything everything that washes out of the cells washes into the lymphatic system. And it doesn't have its own pump the way the blood circulatory system has with heart or with the heart. The lymphatic system moves only when you move. So when you jump up and down or move, at least swing your arms, exercise, that's when these lymphatic fluids move. If you are just lying still in bed, it just sits there like a stagnant pond.
So you can either be a nice, clear, running brook coming down from the mountain, or you can be a stagnant pond that grows algae and all sorts of smelly stuff.
Yeah, you know, that's a perfect analogy. So that's why people who move, who do walking or any exercise, are healthier than those that are mostly sedentary.
Well, and we're built to walk, right? I mean, our hundreds of thousands or millions of years ago, we would wander around the savanna, right?
Exactly.
For food.
Yeah, we are definitely meant to move. Yeah, sitting at a desk is a wrong lifestyle.
And actually, I knew that. And of course, as you know, a lot of my work is sitting at a desk. So I don't sit on a seat. I sit on one of those big round balls. So
That's good.
Yeah, so I was just thinking as we were talking about it, because I'm moving back and forth and side to side as we're talking.
Yeah.
But as I work, it's sort of the same thing too, and I move
exactly
around and stand up a lot.
Mm-hmm. And one of the most effective ways of moving the lymphatic fluid around is a rebounder. Just a very simple, teeny little trampoline, and you don't have to jump high on it or get into any violent motions. All you need is up 4 inches, down 4 inches. You know, just a little gentle slosh. All we want to do is just get the water lapping up and down.
Just like the tide coming in and coming out.
Yes, sir. That's what it is. Small waves.
So tell me more about how I can be less acidic.
So here we go. The principle of osmosis is about this. If you create an alkaline environment on one side of a membrane and acid environment on the other side of the membrane, naturally, the pH balance will want to equalize by passing ions through the membrane. That's how osmosis water filters work, and that's how most life mineral exchanges take place.
Right.
So in this case, we have the skin as the membrane, and on the inside, we have acidic lymphatic fluid, and now we need to figure something out for the outside, and it's called your bathtub. And we need to make sure that it's alkaline. So we could do...
So hang on a sec. So the body is acidic.
Yeah.
And if we... And we, our skin is that membrane you're talking about. So if we make... If we sit in an alkaline environment, the acidity will... Or the alkaline will be pulled into the body, or the acidity will be pulled out.
That's correct. That's how it's going to work. So the only other thing we need to do is we need to lower the permeability, or rather increase the permeability, lower the resistance of the skin. And we do that with soap. So here we have. We actually sell a product called Miracle 2, and it's a natural soap made from coconuts, non-toxic detergent, and very effective. And, you know, it's one of the few soaps that you could actually swallow without getting sick. And so you will take half an ounce of this Miracle 2 green liquid soap and put it in your tub, run water, make it all beautifully bubbly, and then add to the bath 1/2 ounce to 1 ounce of the liquid neutralizer, which is essentially bath salts. You create an alkaline environment in the tub, and you just slip in and spend 20 to 30 minutes doing whatever you like doing in the tub, probably reading a book or just closing your eyes and meditating.
So this one way that we can balance the acidity in our body, detox, as other people would say, is just by having a 20-minute nice hot bath.
Yes, that's the idea.
That doesn't seem very difficult.
Yes.
doesn't sound to me like that would taste awful or upset my stomach or anything.
Right. Well, you know, yeah, I guess.
How can this be, Martin? Well, it's supposed to be painful.
Scott, you seem to be associating detox with the detoxification of your digestive system.
I think I must be.
You know, here we are actually talking about the lymphatic system, which is further downstream from the digestive. You know, now that we've eaten all of the stuff, it's too late to try and cleanse the digestive. We've already committed the sin. Now we need to look after the effects of what we've done.
So what can people expect if the... I mean, I have to assume that the majority of people have an acidic body and assume that's normal, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. Well, number one, there's a way to measure it. We do sell the pH strips, and it's not expensive. $10 buys you at least a year's supply of pH strips, and you could check your saliva first thing in the morning. You need to do that before you start drinking anything else. Just clean your mouth by swallowing whatever's in it and get some saliva on the pH strip. If it's anything below 7.0, you're acidic. If it's at 7.0, you're balanced. If it's above, you're tending towards alkaline. The natural pH of the blood is 7.3 to 7.4. Natural healthy saliva is about 7.0, and natural urine is about 6.8. So you could check the pH of your urine, of course. And the urine needs to be a little acidic because that's how the body is getting rid of the acidity.
Right.
If your urine is alkaline, you have a problem because you're not getting rid of acidity.
If all of a sudden we went from being these acidic bodies to say we were balanced, what sort of changes do you think most people would see?
Well, the pH of the lymphatic system is directly related to its oxygen carrying capacity. When your body reaches the pH of 6.0 instead of 7.0, you have lost 94% of your oxygen carrying capacity. So
which means low energy.
So the effect is you are tired, you are sluggish, your endurance is not so great. So when you reverse this by alkalizing or deacidifying your lymphatic system, you will get increase in energy, increase in endurance, your moods will improve because, again, depression and other mental states are directly associated to acidic lymphatics. You know, this is so sad that the North American medical system tells you you're depressed, you need to take serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Not so. All you need to do is deacidify and you'll be filled with so much joy, it's going to be frightful.
And all it takes is a 20-minute bath a few times a week.
Yeah, 2-3 times a week would be enough. Of course, you know, if you're far down that well of acidity, it's going to take some time to get rid of it. You might need to do it every day until you feel so joyous you are quite certain that you are no longer.
So these are the Miracle 2 products that you can get at life-enthusiast.com, right?
That's correct. That's where they are. It's quite affordable. It's only $15 a bottle, and there's enough for 44 baths in the bottle of soap.
And so you would get the liquid soap and the neutralizer?
Yes, that's what you need to get.
Because I noticed there's also a moisturizer and some gels.
Right. Okay, well, just to tell about it, the moisturizer, we have the soap available as moisturizing soap, which is for people whose skin tends to be too dry. And the moisturizer itself is the concentrated moisturizer for folks that suffer from dry skin. This is something you'd put on after shaving or after getting out of the bath or whatever. Especially in drier climates, people like it quite a lot. And the gel is a solid form of the neutralizer, and it's used on burns, like sunburns, or it's also used on anything that's red and inflamed, such as a mosquito bite, wasp bite, anything that's swollen, red, unpleasant.
Oh, interesting.
In fact, my daughter just poked her head in and said, it's very effective on a toaster burn.
Well, that's great. You don't get the flu anymore.
Well, I certainly haven't had a flu in 4 years. Nice. I can't promise you that I will never will sin again, because I have. We had a turkey dinner like any other family. And
Right.
But I'm staying ahead of it.
And that's the important thing, right? It's not about, you know, just eating legumes and carrots.
No,
it's about,
no,
you
know, life.
You need to enjoy your life.
That's right.
But you have to, I mean, but again, you wouldn't go and throw a baseball to your son. Like, I have two boys. I wouldn't go in a busy street and be in the middle of the street throwing a baseball to him. It just wouldn't make any sense. You go to a park and throw the baseball around.
Yep.
And similarly, I think we need to be reasonable in terms of what we put in our food and what we put on our skin and, mm-hmm. and our environment.
You know, it's actually in balance. It's not that you need to be 99% pure. You need to be 51% pure. You need to stay ahead of the decay by detoxifying just enough so that you don't keep poisoning your body.
Right.
So it's the same way with horse races. You know, you don't have to be 10 times faster than the second horse. You just need to be by a nose.
That's
so
right.
So this is
That's
the same right. thing with the flu. If you are cleaner rather than more polluted, you're out of the danger.
That's great. So do you have anything that you want to add before we close off this this podcast, Martin?
Well, I'd put it this way, folks. If you can't stay completely healthy, at least detoxify.
And it doesn't cost hundreds and hundreds of dollars to do it either.
No, doesn't have
to. We're at the beginning of a new year. I'm going to start it off by making sure that I detox on a far more regular basis than I have before. You know, I'm just finding my experience with the products, because until we started doing this podcast, I really didn't have much experience with them, Martin. Just to be wonderful products that I'm taking, I just love, and I'm noticing a difference in vitality, and my skin is clearing up, all sorts of good things.
Awesome.
I've been close to getting a cold twice because I could just feel it starting in my throat, and then a day or two later, you know, just a little tickle, and then it went away, and I thought, wow.
You know? I'm doing something right, huh?
I'm doing something right, you know, and I think you're right. I think that what's happening is that some of the stuff I'm doing is taking away a little bit of the acidity, plus I'm getting really good food, like the Exula products, and it's making a difference.
Right on. I'm very pleased for you.
And thank you very much for taking time out of your busy day to share all this great information with us, Martin, and really appreciate it. I know all of our listeners are love hearing what it is that you have to share. And if you've missed our previous podcast, just head over to lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com, and you'll be able to listen to all of our previous podcasts. Head over to www.life-enthusiast.com. Check out the Miracle 2 line of products. They'll work a miracle in your life, right?
Absolutely.
Until next time, this is Scott Patton and Martin Patella of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and the planet. Goodbye.
Goodbye.